Okay, let's start. We are on the mission on the top of Test Bob. So, keep in mind that the roof of a house, even if it would be made by boards or anything that would typically be kosher as schach, you're not allowed to use them, you're not allowed to use that area on sukkah, because you have ta'asim in asri. The schach has to be made specifically for the sukkah. It cannot be made. It cannot be made from pre-existing stuff. Let's keep that in mind. Okay. Now, kikra she'ein aleh maziva. So we have the roof of a house, and the roof does not have the maziva. Maziva, Rashi says, is basically the teeth, the cement. They would put the structure of it also when you make the ceiling. You put down the boards, and then you put the whatever the plaster, the thing on the roof on top of it to play it down. So this just has the boards. So technically speaking. Could theoretically, depending on who we hold, like based on yesterday's enough, could be kosher for schach. But so the tikra she'ein aleh maziva doesn't have the tit, and therefore it's pasul because it's pre-existing. So it's kosher schach, but pasul midin tasev elo mina asui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So what's the din with this? You want to use it somehow for the sukkah? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim mifak peik. Right? What you have to do is you have to remove the nails or whatever is holding it together, and you have to start moving everything around. Sort of relay the schach. And in addition to that, they say, you have to take one of the boards out, and replace it with kosher schach. The whole to-do of what it means to take one of the boards out of place. Basically, I think the easy thing that goes with the Meiri is you have to remove every other. So basically, so you move every other board and replace the kosher schach on it there, and therefore you have so there'll be more or equal amount of kosher schach and non kosher schach. But you see, you have to do two things. He's worried about two things according to this. Number one, he's worried about passive lomina asoi. Number two, he's worried about something else. Seems to be worried about the fact that you can't use schach. This stopmer, as Rashi points out, that these boards most likely are for tachim. And he's holding like the sheet that holds that you, which is Rabbi Meir, you can't, which is Rabbi Meir, that you cannot use boards that are four tefachim because there's another gzeira. What was the gzeira we said yesterday? Gzeira that you would use a regular house, right? He has that gzeira. Look at that's Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Nechlu Vadavar. I want to sit in this area. This is pre-existing prefab. I want to sit in this area for sukkahs. So what do? Mifa peik. So serumaneas kulan. V'acharkach notel achas mitaim. Then you to the second stage. You do both stages. But no same pasal but mikoma. Pasal here doesn't mean pasal. It means pasal. It means the actual the kosher schach. Will come for our shlami tarti. The Gemara is going to explain what we need both for. But we sort of foreshadow that. But Beis Hillel omen. Beis Hillel say. Mifak peik. All you have to do is just remove the boards and lay them back down. Rashi says, "What?
No.
Oh, no to the mukhab sign. You do one or the other. You do one or the other." Rashi says, "Beis Hillel omer mishum tasev lomin asoy." The only problem he has is tasev lomin asoy. So therefore, the ain't sarach l'tes pesel. You don't have to put anything other what's called kosher schach. I have kosher schach here. The only problem I had is it's pre-existing. So just take care of the pre-existing by doing something. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda goes l'shita so. D'machshir b'nisarim sheyesh b'hem dal schach atzkula. V'hainu garab. Right? Based, Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shita so, according to Rabbi yesterday, who says that four fucking wide boards are kosher for schach. I don't have to worry about it. So the only thing I have to worry about here is tassim and asoy. So do something. Either lift them up, put something down, just do an act that makes it clear that you're doing it with shame sukkah. Oh no, so echad b'vim sayim, the ain't itself a fake. If you just put another one down, just take off one, put another one down. You don't have to worry about all the other boards. Tebahachi sagid ikasim aliyah, because that's an asiya. That would be fine. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, no, there's no machlokas. If there's no machlokas here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it's no tel echa mi ben sayim, the ain't if a fake. You don't do the mifat peik. That's not enough. You have to do nosel achas in time. You have to remove and put down kosher schach. So look at Rashi says. Rashi says, if you may omer notel achas in time of alo yifat peik, she ain't, not that you can't, but it doesn't accomplish anything. She ain't pikpuk mo yilo. Pikpuk doesn't work. And Rav Meir lo tamei, the amar ain't misachin bin nisarim. Rav Meir says you cannot use. Remember, Rav Meir said yesterday you can't use the 4x4, the four tefachim. by the Pesach Shemitayim, it's kasher. The only way you can kasher that is by removing the boards and putting down the kasher schachim in between. That was according to Rav, who said that the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda yesterday was by something that's four tefachim. According to Shmuel yesterday, Shmuel said the machlokas between Rav Meir and Shmuel was when it was less than four tefachim, and it was four tefachim, everyone agreed that it was possible. So how does he explain this Mishnah? So Rashi says, "Ulu Shmuel the Amal Kaman Schach Pasul right Bedala BeEmsa BeTumka Kedufrishes LeEl Dinahavi Shnei Psalim BeEmsa the Aimbo El of Ches Amos the Dofen Akuma Rami Adi Psalim." Remember, if you had the case at the end of yesterday was that you had you had non kosher schach, the board on either end. And then you removed and put kosher starting from either side. So to finally to the middle, you had eight tefachim, and the walls on the side, because we never had the four amos in a row, the walls on the side were dofen akuma, and you could sit under that middle thing. So that's how he would explain to do the Mishnah here, right? How to fix it. Right. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says that schach passel the sukkah for even if it's dal tefachim. So we must be talking about a sukkah that is eight amos exactly, which is four, right again what we said was 48 tefachim. Right, so he has to put this mesias that we talked about. Most likely, it seems that the Mishnah is going according to the Shita, the way Rab explained the Mishnah. Okay, so now we're going to try to figure out what Beis Shammai holds. Then we're going to try to figure out what the difference is between Rabbi Meir and Beis Shammai, and continue from there. Okay, this is the easy part of the Gemara. Bishlama Beis Hillel Tamayu. I understand Beis Hillel Shita. The reason why you can use one or the other. Mishum Tasev Alomen Asoi. We have a problem of Tasev Alomen Asoi. Right, Rashi says Bishlama Beis Hillel Tamayu Mishum Tasev Alomen Asoi Bipsul. Right, Vechemin Asoi Lebayis Lo Sukkah. You either use Psul or something that's used for a house. It wasn't used for the same Sukkah. She ain't shame Sukkah love. Doesn't have the name of a Sukkah. The Gizras Tikra Les Lahu. The Masachek Nesarim Afilu Bnei Arba. He doesn't have a problem of the Gizras Nesarim. The Gzeiros Tikra. Remember, the Gzeiros Tikra was the reason why Rav Meir said you cannot use boards that are four tefachim. He doesn't care about using the boards four tefachim. He only cares about Tasa Lo Min Asui. So do something. One or the other takes care of Tasa Lo Min Asui. Right. So Mishlama Beis Hillel Tamayim Mishum Tasa Lo Min Asui. So Imit Fakfek Abilei Maise. If you just remove the boards and place them back down, you did a Maise. Inotel Achas Min Bentayim Abilei Maise. If you just took some out and put some kosher stuff down as well, you also did a ma'aser. You took care of Das Lo Nasoi. Ela Beis Shammai Ma'itei Mayu. But what's Beis Shammai, who needs both, right? Actually, the both Harti. What's his Shita? Mishum Tasev Lo Nasoi. If he says his problem is Tasev Lo Nasoi, so then B'chad Asagi. One should be enough, right? Mishum His name was Tikra, that the Chum made a Takana, that you're not allowed to use boards at four tefachim wide because you're afraid to confuse that with the house. So Imishum his name was Tikra, Benotel Achas Vimitayim Sagi. So then what do I need to remove the boards? Right? If you're holding, what do I need? What do I need to do other than remove the boards? What do I need to do? That's enough. Because now I don't have to worry about Xavier's Tikra because I don't have, I'm not sitting under the sukkah that has four tefachim boards. So the Ola, right? So Rashi says, Imishum Xavier's Tikra, Islahu. The aim is Sachman Sari, Mishum Hachi, Lo Mahani Pickbook. The pickbook's not going to work. What's the point of the pickbook if you hold Gzeiros Tikra?
Right.
If you hold Tassim and Asu, so maybe he holds both Tassim and Asu and Gzeiros Tikra. But then the pickbook does nothing.
The pickbook is not for
doesn't add anything. It doesn't add anything because you can take care of the Gzeiros Tikra and the Tassim and Asu just by removing and placing down new ones.
Right.
It says La'olam Mishum Gzeiros Tikra. Really, he holds a Gzeiros Tikra, and therefore you're not allowed to use Tefachim. You're not allowed to use boards that are four tefachim wide. V'hachik amri. This is what Beis Shammai says. Af al pishem if I take inotel achas every time in v'lo lo. The question was posed to basically, okay, so the guy removed the boards and placed them back down. Beis Shammai said, that's not enough. Even if you would remove the boards, well, you still have, and then place them back down, you still have to put kashrus schach in between in order to make this work, right? Rashi says, v'hachik amri, kolomar lo mahani pikpuk. It doesn't work, the pikpuk. El in the tila achas mitayim. It has to be in the tila, pulling up and putting down kashrus schach. Again, the question is whether it's just one or whether it's to break, to break it up or to do, the case we had before to do every other. So you have more kosher than non kosher. So kolomer lo mahani pikpuk el in the tila achas mitayim. The ikamaisim ma'alya. He has the maisim now for taking care of tassel and asroi. The gezeiros tikra nami batla. The only thing that works is replacing the board with kashas chach. That takes care of both tasal ben asui and gezeiras tikra. But how the army mefakek and how? So why does he say mefakek? He says hachka army hamefakek lo hoil benotel achzer time. Mefakek doesn't work. In order to fix it, you have to take and replace. Okay, that's what he says now. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, that you have to do. You must do the replacement, and you can't just do moving the boards around. Well, that sounds very similar to a shita that we already have in the Mishnah. Whose shita is that? That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, "No tel achas mi bintayin ve'eino mifakveik." So now you basically have is Rabbi Meir lining up with Beis Shammai, which either is a question. Beis Shammai says, "No, both wouldn't work. Even if you did mifakveik, you have to do." No to achas mibintayis. So no to achas mibintayis is what you do. Mifakveik doesn't do anything. Whereas Hillel says you do either or, right now. Beis Shammai says you have to do no to achas mibintayis. And Rav Meir says you have to do no to achas mibintayis. Rav Meir now is lining up with Beis Shammai. So Ihachi the Gemara asks, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Rav Meir Omer, no to achas mibintayis, avalo yifakveik. You have to remove the non-kosher and put down the kosher. Just playing around with the boards, removing the nails, picking them up and placing them back down, doesn't work. So Rav Meir, Hainu Beis Shammai. Rav Meir is like Beis Shammai. That's a question on Rav Meir. Why would Rav Meir hold like Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai is rejected. So why would Rav Meir, a few generations later, then all of a sudden say, oh, I take the sheet of the Beis Shammai? It's already rejected. So he says, no, Hachik Amar. Rav Meir, what Rav Meir is saying is, not that I hold like Beis Shammai, I disagree with you, Rabbi Huda, that there's a machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in this instance. There is no machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. I hold that Beis Hillel also holds. No mechel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel b'davarze. There is no machlokus. They both hold the Gzeiros Tikra, like me. And therefore, both of them, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, would agree and just pick, moving the boards around to do a mice is not sufficient. That's another problem that these boards are four tefachim. I have to remove the non-kosher and put down the kosher. Right. Look at Rashi. Hakika Amrle Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Lo nechaklu b'davar zeh. The Beis Hillel kivasi sviru luhu. Beis Hillel hold like me. The ain misachim misarev v'lo mahani pikpok. You're not allowed to use these boards. So what Rabbi Meir's coming to say is not to say I hold like Beis Shammai. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're wrong. And you're misarev that this was a machlokas, which means Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is incorrect. There is no machlokas. Both of them hold like me that there's a gzeiros tikra. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So what's going on now? So basically now we have a machlokus and a mishnah from Yehuda Rav Meir whether we had a concept of Gzeiros Tikra. Okay, we did that a little bit ago. When did we learn that machlokus? In yesterday's mishnah we learned that machlokus. So why are we repeating it again? Now forget that a lot ago. It's one mishnah after another. Two mishnahs. It's redundant to teach us that machlokus a second time. Gemara says, my kamashmalan. What's this mishnah coming to teach us? The Rav Meir is like Gzeiros Tikra. Rav Yehuda less like Gzeiros Tikra? We already learned that machlokas in the previous Mishnah, Kisnan, because the Mishnah said on Daf Yudalid, which is the Mishnah right before this, Misakakin bin Nisarim. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use these boards. These board, stone boards are these four tvachim, because he doesn't hold the Zeros Tikra. Rav Meir says Aser. So why are you telling me that the machlokas here is whether it's Zeros Tikra? We just learned that machlokas in the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya, you have two answers. First one, Rabbi Chiya's answer, you're going to reject it, and then bring down another answer. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha means the previous mission that we learned yesterday, Reisha, bin Nisarit, he's going to establish the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah as being one Machlokas, and this Mishnah being a different Machlokas. I mean, they're unrelated Machlokos, and they're just talking about different things. So Reisha, bin Nisarin, Mishupin Askinan. We're dealing with very, very smooth boards that do not have, key point missing, they do not have Dalat Tvachim. So it's not a case of Gzeiros Tikra. There's another Gzeiros going on here. What's the problem that these things are? Umishum Gzeiros Kalim Noguba. Because of Gzeiros Kalim. Okay, Kalim cannot be used for Schach because it's Dabar Mekabel Tuma. Now these Nisarim, the problem that you have over here, that these Nisarim are not Dalat Tvachim. They don't have a base Kibble, but they're very smooth. So they can be used for something. Let's look at Rashi. Reisha Lav Mishum Gzeiros Tikra Ifluk. Ella, what's the case? B'nisarim she'enan b'nei arba. They are not four tvachim. Aval mishufin, right? They are, I guess, chalakim is smooth. But they were scraped. They're chalakim, and they're very smooth. V'ru'uyin l'tashmish, and they can be used for many things. I'm not sure what they are, but they're very usable. They can use a board, a tray, or something. They're very usable. U'mishum zeiros kelim nagaba. Now, can you use this? Because this doesn't have a base kibble. It's pshutei kliyetz. A plain board of pleates is not mikabel tumah. In order to be mikabel tumah, midoraisa, you have to have a base cable. You have to have a receptacle.
Or cable.
But that, but the thing over here, the, right? No, mishum is netter raisa. Mishum is was kaim lagav lipso leave the mayor. Afa god the pshutik pleates ninhu. Even though these are pshutik pleates, is a plain wood, right? That made the case with metallic stuff. But by wood, pshutik pleates. No, pshutik pleates. No, pshutik pleates needs base cable for in order to become midoraisa. But here it's a gazero. Then you get confused. Because it's usable, you might get confused. But a regular piece of wood is not mekabel tumah d'oraisa unless it has a base kibul. Otherwise, it's known as pshute kliates. That's what Rashi says. Afal gav de pshute kliates ninhu v'lo mekabel tumah. They're not mekabel tumah. Gazar bahu atu kelim mekabel tumah. Since it is used, they make, Rav Meir says we make a gazera atu other kelim, and therefore it has the halacha of midarabanan. We treat it like other kelim, and therefore it's quote mekabel tumah midarabanan, and therefore cannot be used as schach. Rav Yehuda says, no, you don't make this gezeira. It's pshutei kliates. It's not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, I can use it for schach. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's
but
the.
Behold, there is no way of using a wood keli except for the base cable.
No. The only time it can get become puzzle. The only time it can become tumah is if it has a base cable. Yeah.
And
the flat board doesn't have a base cable, therefore it's not my kabel tumah, and therefore I can use it for scotch.
A
baseball bat is not a cleat for the kabel tumah, I don't think so. Unless on the top, sometimes the top is hollowed out.
Yes.
Maybe,
so
maybe
how do we
can
have
be.
A bed?
What?
So how do we have a problem with the bed?
What do you mean the problem with the bed?
There's no bed on top there, most people.
Because it has a base cable.
There's no base cable. The other way, the other day's bed,
no, it's not a cleat.
But that.
What?
Exactly,
it's
clean
without a base cable.
So, it
so maybe it's not a kabel tumah d'oraisa.
It is. No.
That is.
No.
The boards?
Not
yeah.
The boards, no.
The wood part, maybe not.
You got
it. What? It's not a kabel tumah. It's pshutei kliates. Pshutei kliates is not a kabel tumah.
We'll have to later on.
Right? I guess that's going to be a passive lamidashi. That's
going to
be a problem with the
Tasha Belevinashi. No, he's talking about the Stama bed, not using it for a sukkah. Just the Stama bed. We'll get to beds about in a minute. Right, it's a Mishnah Kalim. Look at Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. That a Kli Eitz, She'ain Low Base Kibul, Mishnah says, Ain a Mekabel Tumah. Perek. We'll have to work out the other cases. That's the rule. Okay.
So if you go to a lumber yard and buy this finished perfect pieces, you know, 2x2s or
4x4s, it's not a Kalim. It's not Mekabel Tumah. No, that's why you can use it for schach.
Yeah,
that's why you can use
I
it.
I thought the problem was if it turned into a keli, it's a usable item.
I don't think that applies. According to this, is not applied to wood. Doesn't apply to wood.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's the machlokas over there, the machlokas over there is legabe where you make the gzeira for kalim, and the machlokas in the second mishnah is whether you make the gzeira of gzeira's tikra. Two different machlokas, two different mishnayos. Someone says, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Remember we had different types of arrows. Right, we had the male arrow and the female arrow. The male arrow is basically just a straight stick, right? It's a straight stick, and it went into the hole of the
arrow went on top of the shaft.
Right. The right.
No, the arrow goes
into the top of the shaft.
The top of the shaft.
The female is it goes into the shaft.
No, but the chitzim it's the other way around. The chitzim are the wood pieces. So the male arrow has a point, and it goes into the hole, right? And the female arrow has a hole. So the female arrow has a base kibul.
Right.
The male arrow does not have a base kibul.
Right.
So the Gemara says, but there was a case over there that you said you can be misachik with the male arrows. Well, why don't you say, according to that there's a machlokas, I guess you'd have to say, and say that somebody holds you can't use that because gzeira kalim. Because if you can use this, it has usability. Yeah, it's not a kabel tumah for whatever side purpose, but it could be used. And you should make that gzeira over there. Make the gzeira of the male arrow to the female arrow. I mean, the Ritva asks us, well, maybe he just holds it the other shita. But okay, well, it has to be dealt with. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Amar Sikha Bechitz and Sikharin, that if you use the male arrows, kshera, but Nekevos psula, but the Nekevos is puzzle, below Gazar Sikharim atu Nekevos. So you didn't make the gzeira of one kli atu the other kli. You didn't make the gzeira of the non Mekabel Tumah kli atu the Mekabel Tumah kli. So why did they make the gzeira over there according to the way we're explaining the Mishnah? So hachinami lo nigzag in the sar mishuk matu kalim. So don't make a gzeira here of the flat boards, of the flat smooth boards, atu kalim and rakabotumah. See, there is no gzeira like that. So we just reject, right, that was Rabbi Chiya's answer. We just reject the Rabbi Chiya Amar Rabbi Abba as to what the difference is between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. Again, we have two Mishnahs. Both seem to be indicating that there's a machlokas regarding Zeirus Tikra. So he says, no, the two different machlokas. So we reject that. So Ella al Karkach, we already have Reisha, Pligi, Zeirus Tikra. The previous Mishnah, the machlokas and Rabbi Gudra, Rabbi Meir, is Zeirus Tikra. And the Seifa, Pligi, Zeirus Tikra. And so to here, the machlokas is by Zeirus Tikra. Then they ask the obvious question, right? So therefore, so why do we need to have the machlokas listed twice? So the Gemara says, no, what it is, you have to realize, it's a continuation of a conversation. I'll say it outside first. You have the machlokas of Zeirus Tikra in the previous Mishnah. Then Rabbi Yehuda continues and says, Rabbi Meir, you hold of Zeirus Tikra? You know whose shita that is? That's Beishamai shita. Then comes Rabbi Meir and says, no, it's not Beishamai shita, because what you think is a machlokas of Beishamai shita is actually not a machlokas. It's just a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It's a conversation that they're having. So how do you read that? He says, if they betarte zim the lamali, she says, Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, the ka'amr le the Rav Meir. The Seifa is the continuation of the conversation. Rabbi Yehuda is saying to Rav Meir, Amai ka'asarta bin asarim. Why do you say you can't use the boards of four tvachim? Why can't you use the boards of four tvachim? Mishum Zeirus Tikra? Is that because you hold of Zeirus Tikra? You're not the first guy to come up with Zeirus Tikra. That was already discussed in previous generations. Hasvar le bishamai hu de islahu. That's a bishamai shita, right? Beis Hillel, lo Gazri. And you know why I'm right? Because I hold like Beis Hillel. You're a Shita, you're nuts. You're holding like Beis Shammai. What are you doing? So, but Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, no, you're wrong. There is no machlokas in Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai agree you're not allowed to use Gzeirus, not allowed to use Nisarim. They both have Gzeirus Tikra. Therefore, don't say, accuse me of holding like Beis Shammai only. Of course I hold like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel also holds like Beis Shammai in that instance. There's no machlokas. But Amar Rabbi Meir, lo Nechuk, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, b'davar zeh. So there's no machlokas. We're fine. Okay. So now we have to say that the machlokas in our Mishnah about how you kasherize these boards for the sukkah is dependent on the Gezeirus Tikra. If you hold the Gezeirus Tikra, then you must replace non-kosher with kosher staff. If you don't hold the Gezeirus Tikra, what you can do is pick them up and put them back down. Just do a maaseh because the only problem is tasev lo min asrei. So the Gemara says, okay, hani kalarav. That's fine according to the sheet of Rav, who we learned yesterday, right? The Amar machlokas. The machlokas about the boards is if they have four tvachim, right? The Rav Meir says you can't use it because the Rav Meir is like Zeirus Tikra, the Rabbi Huda less like Zeirus Tikra, and therefore you can't. If it's four tvachim, Rabbi Huda says you can use it. You have no problem with using it. The only problem will be Tassel Lomen Osri. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel yesterday, the Amar b'she'ein behen arba machlokas. The machlokas was only if the boards were less than four tvachim.
Three and four.
But if the boards were four tvachim, even Rabbi Huda would agree you could not use it. Aval Shmuel de Amar b'she ein behen arba machlokas. Aval yesh ben arba adivrei kol psula. So seifa b'ma pligi. So why is Rabbi Huda arguing with Rav Meir in that case? It's four tvachim boards, and he says it's enough to pick it up and put it down. You have a problem with Zeirus Tikra according to Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Huda. And Rabbi Shmuel says that Rabbi Huda agrees to Zeirus Tikra. Everything that we did till now was only a Leva Derav. But according to Shmuel, what's going on? You have these four tvachim boards, how can you use them? Okay, you picked them up and put them down. You still have a problem with Zeirus Tikra according to Shmuel.
Does Zeirus Tikra invalidate the whole Shach based on one session or just that
this
session?
Is a sukkah that's completely made of four tvachim boards.
So who agrees that would be kosher? Who say it would be?
Rabbi Yehuda coined Leva Derav, says it's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah, that was yesterday's Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Leva Derav. Right, if you go to the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid, it says, Mesachim bin Nesarim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use Nesarim. Nesarim are four tvachim boards. It's got no problem with it. That was yesterday's Mishnah.
The machlokas are between three and four.
That was according to Shmuel. According to Rav, the machlokas is by four. And under four, everyone agrees it's fine. Four, that's the machlokas. Doesn't have a problem with Zeirus Tikra. Right? That was yesterday's Mishnah. Right after yesterday's Mishnah is Amar Rav, machlokas bin Isarim Sheish behen Arba. The Rabbi Meir is like Zeirus Tikra, the Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeirus Tikra. Ava bin Isarim Sheim behen Arba, which are, I guess are less, Divrei Akol Kishera. Everyone would agree that's kosher. Okay. So now, according to Shmuel, what's the problem? Because Shmuel says, four tvachim, you have Zeirus Tikra, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, v'vituli tikra kamifliki, mar savar batla v'hachi, umar savar v'hachi lo batla. Basically, there are two different ways that you can have these boards. Again, the problem with Zeirus Tikra, we see in Rashi inside, the problem with Zeirus Tikra is there's a fear you're going to confuse it with the house. Now, what happens? Do you have a pre-existing house that has those boards? Or are you coming from scratch to build a sukkah and you're using four fucking boards? So, according now, the Gemara is going to say that, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between those two cases. Let's read Rashi inside and I'll explain everything to us. The Bituli Tikra, it's the third wide line. Klomar. I mean, this is what it means. Klomar. Amal lacha Shmuel. Shmuel will say, Lo'olam b'sheyesh behen arba'a v'lo haisa kan tikra mitchila v'achshav hu ba l'sachek ba l'shem sukkah afil Rabbi Yehuda pasel. If you're coming from the scratch to start building a sukkah and you're putting down four fucking wide boards, that's pasel. Because you're building it for sukkah, and you're building it the same way you would build a house. Because you have the problem of Gzeiros Tikra. The Gazrina Mishum Tikra, Shelo Yavo B'Yeshev Tachas Koros Beto. So you don't sit, Gzeiro, that you won't sit under the boards in your house. V'yomer Mali Zeh Mali Chadasha. What's the difference of my old house with four talking boards and my new house that I just made now with four talking boards? Aval Hashta, but now we're talking about a case, the Zot Tikra Haisha. It's a pre-existing, you have a pre-existing thing outside, you know, it's a pre-existing that has four talking boards. Ubali de maisi lasusim sukkah. Now I want to do something to make it a sukkah. So the guy, what are you worried about? He's going to confuse it with. He's going to confuse it with his house. He wants to do something now to make it into a sukkah. He's showing. You don't need the gzeira in this instance because he's doing it right now. He goes, I want to use this, but it has four tefachim boards. What can I do to make it kosher for sukkah? So that's the case. Rashi says v'zemochiach sheyodeya. He knows she'amar Torah tasev lomin asoy. He knows the concept tasev lomin asoy. So he wants to kosher these boards that exist. So pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir.
You can't, though.
But the gzeira shum tikra only applies according to this if you have if you're building the sukkah now. Because that's when you can confuse it with a house. But if the boards exist now and I'm coming, I say I want to fix this, you don't have a fear of that he's gonna get confused with the house. Because why else is it coming out? I want to fix it.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could basically take one very large piece of board and put on top and that would be a kosher schach.
We have other considerations that have to be taken care of about sun coming through and the rain coming through. So you have other considerations that have to be taken care of. You can't just have a flat board with no. It has to let the shade come in. It has to let the rain come in. It has to be the Dir Sarai issue has to be taken care of. But in Hanami, you can have big pieces of wood going across. I mean, we don't do that. That's the whole thing.
Because we hold by less than four.
We hold by four, we could be kosher for Rav.
Right. We don't hold by Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Let's finish this out. So in the case where you're coming with a pre-existing sukkah and I want to do something in order to fix it, that pligi about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, ikatula migzar mishum tikra ulo. Do I have to still have does the gzeira apply here as well? Rabbi Yehuda savar bitule tikra lebeishamai tsarichli told bein tayim. He says that according to Beis Shammai, you still have the gzeira, right? The Alpha God, the Mochiach Shabaki, B'tasev Lomen Asoy, Gazribein. Even though it's clear that this guy knows the distinction of Tasev Lomen Asoy, he still had the gzeira. Or Beis Hillel Sabri came in the Butla, Mochiach Shatikra Basula, Sulekel Migzar. He said, Beis Hillel hold that you don't have to once you come to show that you know the halakha of Tasev Lomen Asoy. Then it's fine. They don't have Xavier's Tikra in this case anymore. But Rav Meir stav alone nechlekuv after the Xavier. Rav Meir says there's no machlokas. So basically, according to the Shita, everyone holds Xavier's Tikra. According to Shmuel, everyone, including Rabbi Yehuda, holds that four tefachim is no good. But it's only no good if you're coming to build the sukkah now. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, if you have a pre-existing booth that has four tefachim and I want to figure out a way to make it good for sukkah, then the gzeiros tikra doesn't apply. The only problem you have there is tassel and also pick up the boards, put them back down. You are good to go.
Just one last thing. I mean, if you're coming to build a sukkah from scratch, and there are 2 weeks before sukkahs, and you're doing four tefachim wide beams, you're doing it for a sukkah. You're not doing it because you're going to sit in your house. So why don't you apply the same logic there?
Because that's the gzeira. The gzeira is... Because the gzeira is...
Why am I doing it, though?
Okay, so you're asking the logic. I don't know. But that's the gzeira. They made the gzeira in that one instance. They made the gzeira in the other instance. I know what you're saying. Because he's building it the same way he's building a house. So what that guy has to do is build the sukkah that you did, and then come afterwards and say, okay, I'm going to fix it up.
He was doing it for the sukkah.
I hear. Okay. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hamikare sukaso bishapudim. So the guy puts schach, basically, or he lays down on top of his sukkah these metal poles. So those are pasul because those are makalatuma, right? Yeah, right. So basically, he wants to put them down and then lay things on top. We don't do that, but there's a sheet to hear that it's okay to lay down schach on top of that. We don't do that. That's why we have the 2x4s. Everyone goes to Home Depot to get the 2x4s with the notches to put down the schach on top, so it doesn't touch the metal. But I'm a karesu kasob shaputim oba aruchos hamita, or with these wooden poles that form the bedposts, basically. So let's figure out that's what I mentioned. We'll talk about, but we're only talking about the wooden bedposts. We'll see in a minute. Oh, baruchos hamita. Im yesh revach b'neim kamosam ksheira. If the space between each of the metal poles, right, is equal to the actual space of the metal poles, ksheira. It's kosher. I guess it's kosher, meaning that you fill it in with kosher schach. You can't have not. You have to fill it in. It would be fine. Meaning, seems to be here that the Mishnah is saying if it's 50-50, it's okay. It should be more than okay. Now, hachotate bigadish. Guy has a big, big stack of hay, right? What?
but we
learned the case recorded in the Mishnah. So now as we're learning in the Mishnah. The Gemara did bring down the case before. So hachotate bigadish. So the guy digs out this haystack. So again, so it's got to be 7x7 and 10 fucking high in order for it to even be a shiloh. So it would have a minimum size of the sukkah. But lasos la sukkah ain't a sukkah. It's puzzle. Why? Because the schach is already there. It's tassel over
nasser. No, there's no wall. There's no ceiling and walls.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
There's a wall.
You have this big thing. I just pull out the middle. I have three walls at the back and the two sides.
I carved it out.
Haystack.
I carved it out. What? Yes, it is. Look at Rashi. Well, we don't have a Rashi. Okay, but that was the case. It's Tasev Lomen Osei. I think it's Rashi and Tazayin. Right, Rashi and Tazayin. Right, says the Achshav Natsa Schach Me'ilav V'lo Hayalav Shem Schach Me'tchila. He carves it out, so it's like this and like that.
But there's no walls in Schach.
What do you mean there's no walls in Schach?
Everything is one.
So what?
So
your schach, you can have bamboo walls. So? The problem that we have is that we know the end of the story. We know the end of the story, so we forget the actual story. I mean, it's a development. So we have to, okay.
Also, there's a note here that by the spitz has to be less than 4 tzvachim each one. Why is that?
Because...
Either way, it's puzzle, right? We know it's puzzle. So it could be 5 tzvachim. Although there's 5 tzvachim of kosher next to it.
He says that it has to be less than 4 tzvachim. It must mean because if they are 4 tzvachim, then you cannot have the schach between them. Because schach puzzle, if I have schach puzzle, you know, of a width of 4 tzvachim, that may puzzle the sukkah. Right, if I schach puzzle of 4 tefachim width, and it's a gemara on Daf Yud Zayin, if a schach puzzle of 4 tefachim width, that passes the sukkah. You can't have schach puzzle of that amount, I guess, unless it's on the sides, because then you can have to open a kuma, but in the middle of the sukkah, that would have the problem. Then the boards were kasher d'oraisa, so even though they were 4 tefachim, it wouldn't passel the entire sukkah, dealing with the d'rabbanan in those cases. Okay, now, the Mishnah mentioned, let's take more time, the Mishnah mentioned that the sukkah is kasher even if the schach is... Right, the Mishnah said the sukkah becomes kosher if it's 50-50. So that's what Gemara's going to ask. So, leimate to yutu the Rav Huna Breder of Shua. This should be a question on the sheet of Rav Yehuda Breder of Shua, the Itmar, who says that there's a machok zamamari, mesech of Eruvin, about parits ka'omeid, Rav Papar amar mutter, Rav Huna Breder of Shua amar aser. You had the case where you were enclosing the area, and the openings of the walls equaled the amount of the clothes. So it's 50-50. And there was a machlokas over there whether that can have a good neshem mechitza. And Rav Papa says it has a shem mechitza. Rav Huna Breder of Shua says it does not have a shem mechitza because you have to have more enclosed than open. If it's 50-50, it's no good. So Amar Lecha, Rav Huna Breder, I don't understand this. So Amar Lecha, Rav Huna Breder of Shua, no. My kamosan, what does it mean on Mishnah that kamosan, in Mishnah, when kamosan, which seems to indicate 50-50, doesn't mean 50-50. It means benichnas v'yotzei. I mean, you have to be able to place in, you have to be able to put in the kosher schach. Well, in order to place something in, you have to have a little more room, right? So it has to be a little more room, so to place it in, it's a little bit more. So it's 50 point something to 49 point whatever. That's going to be the end. So the Gemara says, the ha efshar letzamtzim. Like, I don't understand, what's the big deal? Just measure it with precision. You can measure it and figure it out. And the Gemara answers, amar rav ami b'ma'adif. But what I just said now, I don't know what the middle step is. He says b'ma'adif, but you have this extra. Rashi says, the Mishnah doesn't say it's kosher if it's exactly 50-50. That's be a little bit extra in the space between the non-kosher schach. Because if it's the exact amount, I don't know, you tell me, you can't necessarily fit something exactly in the, like if the board you're placing down is the exact same width as the space, it doesn't necessarily go in. You need a little extra, I guess, to place it in and make it fit.
So it's taken into account that an actual spit inside it has a little bit of air on each side.
No, I guess.
When you pull that side out, you actually can go with a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Spit itself.
So that's what he says. It says it's been ma'adif. We're talking about a case with a little bit extra. So when you put down the board, we put down the kosher schach, it's larger. The area taken up by the kosher schach would be a little bit larger than the area taken up by the non-kosher schach.
1.2 versus
yeah, exactly, whatever. More than 50. It's a little bit more than 50%. It doesn't have to be 51, 50 point whatever. Okay, so Rabbi says no. Rabbi says a different answer. Afilu tema v'she'ein ma'adif. You can say even in this case it's not ma'adif. She'im hayu nusunim shasi v'nosnim erev. Erev nosun shasi. Basically, this was said before. If the kosher schach is facing horizontal, you put the non-kosher schach vertical. And if it's the other way around, the vertical is, I don't remember which one shasi the erev. But when, what?
Then it's much bigger than
it has to be bigger, because if it's not bigger, it will fall through. It has to have extra to go over. But you see from here, what I said before, is that according to this answer, you're allowed to put kosher schach on top of the non-kosher schach, which is something that we don't do. Okay, fine. That's that.
Has that one
so basically, if I have non-kosher
well,
schach,
wherever
the non-kosher
schach, there's a gap in these
gaps. No, yeah. Wherever the non-kosher, there could be gaps, but whatever the non-kosher schach is, I'm laying kosher schach on top of it.
Yeah.
But in order to cover it, I guess in order to cover a certain amount of it, I guess it has to.
It would end up.
There's non-kosher schach here. I got to fill these gaps. So if I'm filling the gaps this way, I fill in the gaps this way. But in order to make sure that this is not going to fall through, it has to be. It's the same thing as ma'adif, it's sort of, but it's ma'adif because you're doing it horizontally and vertically. So you end up having. Yes, it's sitting on the non-kosher.
Only partially on the side, not the whole thing.
The middle is on the sides, yeah, it's sitting on the non-kosher. Okay. But it's ma'amid, it's supporting it.
Well, isn't the question how much the space is between that and how much you're fitting it in? That's what we're just talking about.
What do you mean, how much the space is?
Because you could have everything 1 inch away from each other and then lay scarf on top of it. It's really what we're talking about was this difference between one pole and the other. You'll lay a bunch of poles next to each other like this, and you need at least more than 50% of the pole.
Right, so here I have more than 50% also. I mean, I have to have more than 50% here.
But laying this has nothing to do with laying over here.
It's a different answer.
Yeah, but it doesn't solve the problem. The problem was, is there enough space between A and B? That was the issue.
The issue that we had is it seemed to indicate a case where it would be 50-50. So we found a case where it's not going to be 50-50. Because by laying it the opposite way, it has to be more because otherwise it'll fall through.
Why? Just the opposite. The tighter it is, the less likely it's going to fall through.
But if it can't sit, it can't rest. If I have a space like this and I put something this way, it has to overlap a little bit.
The overlap is getting closer. That's the whole point.
What do you mean overlap is getting closer?
Am I not making sense
to anyone? I'm not understanding.
This is the board. This right. is the board over here.
Right.
If you make the board too much, it falls through.
Exactly.
If anything, you're making it tighter and tighter.
No. So I know I have.
The other board's larger.
What I'm doing is I'm making your business card. Making that larger. That's going across. So
right,
it covers.
But what's the difference? How large this is? You
because then it makes
space in between. His question is: once it goes over the edge of the circle, who cares?
Well, that's I got it over the edge of the circle.
Right. Here to here. Once it goes larger than that, who cares? It's covered over by the other side.
So the circle be kosher. We're concerned what's between board one and board
exactly.
two.
Right.
Okay. So what's the difference if this is 5 feet long? 3 feet long. Your issue is how big the space is.
No, my issue is that the space cannot be the space the kosher spot. Cannot be equal to the non-kosher schach. I found the case where the kosher schach is more because it has an excess that goes over.
Okay, but then, okay, I understand what you're saying now, but
even though
the kosher schach is still being covered,
it's covered.
Some of the non-kosher schach.
I thought the issue was really what's going between.
No, the issue that they have.
The volume of where it's covered.
The issue is that you can't have, even Mishnah seems to indicate that if you have 50-50, you're okay.
So you just
talk about the sheer volume. Right, correct, correct, correct. Okay, so Oba Ruchas Hamita. Oba Ruchas Hamita. The Mishnah taught the case about the Ruchas Hamita. So what do you have? These are Ruchas Hamita. These are these poles. So Leim Messiah Leil Rav Ami Bar Tevumi. The Amr Rav Ami Bar Tevumi Sichachav Bivloi Kalim. Let's say I have these leftover of Kalim, meaning I have these cloths that are less than 3 tefachim. They were ripped off of a shirt. They once were Kalim, they once were Mekabel Tumah, and now they're not Mekabel Tumah. A cloth shirt. That's a different story. The Amr Rabbi,
I don't, I, I,
Wait. You don't have any patience. Right? That is puzzle. So why is it puzzle? Because it once was part of something that was makabel tumah, and it's no longer part of something that's makabel tumah, and you say it's puzzle. But what about these boards? These boards also were once part of something that was makabel tumah because it had a bed on it. Right? It had a bed on it. Not that they themselves, if we use as a leaf, but individually, they're not makabel tumah. Right? So he says, because the Amar Rav Chanan, so too here, right? Rash says, if loy kelim, the come and forest, maklonish, aim and shlosha al shalosh, the apple got the hash of makabel tumah, even though now they're not makabel tumah, but came in the mechli atu, since they came from a kli, gaza rabbanon, so aruchos nami, hash the lo makabel tumah, the lochos lumidu, elemi kli kasu. They came from a kli, because when they were together, they were makabel, they had a base kibble. But now they don't, now they're nothing. And yet you say you can't use it. So it seems to indicate that if it came from a kli, it doesn't lose that status. So the Gemara answers, no, kid amar Rabbi Chanan, amar Rebbe, baruka v'shnei karayim, b'ksara, baruka v'shnei karayim, b'ksara v'shnei karayim, hachanam baruka v'shnei karayim, b'ksara v'shnei karayim. Basically, we're dealing with a case where it's not just, I thought it was just the poles. We're not dealing with the poles, we're dealing with the actual, like, headboard, either the width side or the left side. So basically, the Gemara seems to indicate that, say that you could sort of stoop the bed between it and the wall, and push it up, and then it would be supported. So it still has its usability. It's something that's makabel tumah. So it's still itself something that's makabel tumah. It's not a raya for Rav Ami Bar Tivumi, because you can even hold that the bevloi kalim are not makabel tumah, but these things can be used for schach. These things are possible from schach because they are still an item that is makabel tumah. Okay, let's stop here.
Okay.